ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A tornado has crossed I-75 in Florida as Hurricane Milton approaches the state. The storm is still churning in the Gulf, a Category 4, headed toward Florida's west coast. It is expected to make landfall either late tonight or early tomorrow and will mean trouble for almost all of Florida, not just that area.
The timing is so fast, leaving behind up to 18 inches of rain. So a lot of these places are on track to see one of their wettest seasons on record. This is going to cause major inland flash flooding. Roads, rivers, everything that's in the middle of the state still has to watch for that.
ABC News Chief Meteorologist Ginger Z in Fort Myers, Florida. Boeing and the union representing its machinists are no closer to ending the strike. The company has withdrawn its latest proposal, saying it doesn't think the union is serious about negotiating. President Biden is set to speak with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today as Israel expands its ground excursion into Lebanon and considers how to respond to Iran's recent ballistic missile attacks. This is ABC News. Google has lost its appeal against a nearly $3 billion fine in Europe for giving preference to its own shopping recommendations and searches. New York City's mayor facing federal bribery and campaign finance charges, also facing an exodus from City Hall. Eric Adams, first deputy mayor, handing in her resignation, says ABC's Phil Tate in New York.
Mayor Adams' administration on life support. Countless resignations have been turned in the eye of federal probes into key members here at City Hall. Now, while it's business as usual for the mayor, Tuesday, the former liaison for community affairs, Mohamed Bahi, was arrested and arraigned in federal court, now facing a two-count complaint for alleged witness tampering and destruction of records, obstructing the investigation into the mayor and his campaign.
A North Korean defector who had been living in South Korea for 13 years is now accused of stealing a bus and trying to drive it back to the north. Officials say the man escaped North Korea but was apparently homesick. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Larson Collision and Paint in Lone Rock wants to remind you that deer accidents shouldn't cost you a lot of dough. Give Ryan a call to ensure you're not paying the big bucks at 583-0105.
It's your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to get into your dream home.
Today, a high of 72. It'll be sunny and nice throughout the day. Clear tonight, a low of 42. Thursday, mostly sunny and warmer, a high of 75. Friday, partly cloudy and summer-like. A slight chance of a light shower in the afternoon to early evening. Friday's high will be 80. And Saturday, up to 66, partly sunny and cooler. Good weekend weather for Weston and Ithaca homecomings in our area. Right now, it is 65 degrees.
100.9 WRCO. He'll have no fury like a woman scorned when the knockdown drag out's over, and Lord knows she took one too many. Well, her blue jean eyes are too tired.
Amanda Lambert wearing her Wranglers today. That's still weather where you can cut them off. Whenever I would cut off my blue jeans to make shorts, though, one leg would be longer than the other. It really wasn't stylish and didn't impress the ladies in Sextonville, I can tell you that. Here's Brian Kelly.
She already got the Wranglers on. Bug knife cut way above the knee. She already got the hang turned on. Two-piece peeking out of mossy oak tee. I got the windows down, she got me tied up. In the cab of this cape, I fix her up. Set cold next to the waiters. My baby loves it when I take her and put her in the middle of some acres. Little ready any itty with some acres. Little shotgun right in a gator. My baby loves it when I take her. Pulling through the pasture, all cat backwards. Get her heels off of the concrete. Get her barefoot dancing in the cold creek. Out in the country, my baby loves it.
WRCO Studio, proudly brought to you by the Richland Family Restaurant, your go-to for great music and delicious moments. Thank you.
sure love. I would chase old ghosts and watch them scatter. Drop old dreams and watch them shatter. Lose myself and all I own to find sure.
A great tune from Hal Ketchum on WRCO and Sure Love. It's 13 past 11.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Sarah Enns makes it easier to care for the skin you're in. With over 20 years of experience, Dr. Enns cares for patients of all ages at Gunderson Boscobel's specialty clinic and accepts referrals from non-Gunderson facilities. From acne to eczema, rashes to dermatitis, to skin cancer screenings and diagnosis, Dr. Enns specializes in all things skin without the long wait. To learn more, call the Gunderson Boscobel specialty clinic today.
Welcome to TriStar Gifts and More, where every gift tells a story. Whether you're shopping for a special occasion or just because, the selection of adorable and quirky items is sure to bring a smile to your face. Explore their wide range of candles, metal art, and more. Come experience a warm and welcoming atmosphere at 1651 U.S. Highway 14 East, next to Dunkin' Donuts, Richland Center. Call them at 608-383-1280. TriStar Gifts and More, unique gifts and home decor that make every moment special. The Hub City Dirt Drags two-day event will be October 11th and 12th, moving to the Richland County Fairgrounds this year. 2 days of action-packed action. Friday will kick off at 6 p.m. with a truck brush pull. Over $8,500 in cash bonus prizes. Also Friday night, watch the challenge trucks on the dyno right in front of the grandstand. Saturday will kick off with a truck showing and shine from 10 until 4. And at 2 p.m., hot action on the drag tracks with diesel trucks showing off some of the fastest drag trucks in the United States. Admission $20 a day or $30 for the weekend. Kids 12 and under free in the grandstand. Can't wait to see everybody at the Hub City October Diesel Truck Challenge at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Online pre-registration for all drag race classes still open. Check out HubCityDirtDrags.com and truck pullers register on site.
Elizabeth Grabe is just another out-of-touch, out-of-state politician who doesn't share our rural Wisconsin values. But Miami Liz thinks she's qualified to represent our district because she's lived in Miami, Florida for 20 years? Hear it from her.
Lafayette County is much different, but there's a element there that I feel as though I would be a good person to have representing that district because I lived in Miami for 20 years and my son's father is Colombian.
And Miami Liz thinks she knows farming because she enjoys archery?
I'm kind of a farm girl. I enjoy archery.
Even funnier, Miami Liz thinks she's better than us. Just take it from her.
And I feel like we're a little bit more affluent.
Miami Liz belongs at the beach, not representing our farms. Elizabeth Grabe is wrong for our district and wrong for Wisconsin.
Paid for by Novak for Assembly.
Fall in love with shopping local at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. This season, embrace the cozy and shop where it matters most, right here in your community. From bedroom sets to lift chairs, we have everything you need to transform your home for the fall. Plus, you're supporting a local business when you choose us. Come in today and experience personalized service, unbeatable value, and that perfect piece you've been searching for. 172 South Church Street, downtown Richland Center. Or call 475-6090. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where comfort meets community.
Heartland Christmas Trees, your fresh connection for locally grown real Christmas trees during the holiday season, thanks you for your continued support. Heartland Christmas Trees is a family business serving the area since 1978 and features homemade wreaths, garlands, decorations, and free shaking and netting of your tree. Look for their Christmas season retail outlets throughout the area and enjoy a real tree from Heartland Christmas Trees.
WRCO 100.9. Celebrating a birthday today, Jackson Brown is 76. Today's birthday salute, singer Jackson Brown, 76. Also born today, actor John O'Hurley from Family Feud fame. You may remember him on Seinfeld as well as Elaine's boss, He is 70. Also, actor Michael Paré, most famous probably for a movie called Eddie and the Cruisers back in the 1980s. Country music's Gary Bennett of BR549 is 60. Director Steve McQueen is 55. Steve McQueen Jr. Actor Zachary Ty Bryan. He was one of the kids on the TV show Home Improvement. He turns 43 today. How can that be? And country music Scotty McCreary, heard from him last hour. He is 31 as of today. 65 at WRCO Studios on the works floor and home temperature gauge. This is Shania Twain.
Starting to take a toll. I was hoping, baby, maybe you'd be as messed up as me. And all alone, and all your friends have all gone home. And you hate that the truth is nobody leaves your head and your heart and your bed and your sheets as messed up as me. As messed up as me. Get mad, you stay that way, and you always say you're doing okay. But we both know it's probably a lie, and you're falling to pieces on the inside. And you're out tonight like you always are, you're dressed to kill, and your lips are red, and misery still loves company. Are you as messed up as me? And all alone. I should call you up and maybe take a shot that you're wide awake at 2:45. As messed up as me, and all alone, and all your friends have all gone home. And you hate that the truth is nobody leaves your head and your heart and your bed and your sheets as messed up as me.
WRCO-FM in Richland Center, it is 66 degrees. This news update is sponsored by Harvest Guest Home, a licensed assisted living residence.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. There are tornado warnings across South Florida as Hurricane Milton begins its progression toward the state's western coast. The rain starting to fall in Tampa, where the storm surge could be as high as 12 feet. Further south in Sarasota, it could be 15 feet. FEMA Administrator Dan Criswell says Helene and Milton back-to-back wasn't ideal, but...
We've done this before. We've done multiple events before. I'm not saying it's going to be easy, but we've planned for this. We've done this, and we're going to make sure nobody has needs, and we're going to keep people there to support them.
Steady rain and winds now beginning to gust in the Tampa Bay area. President Biden has a phone call scheduled today with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu as Israel weighs its response to Iran's recent ballistic missile barrage, and as the Gaza Health Ministry says more than 42,000 Palestinians have now died. Voting by mail beginning in Arizona. Both vice presidential candidates will be there, both in Tucson today. This is ABC News.
Do you remember the most important foundation of any relationship? It's trust, T-R-U-S-T, trust. This is Joe Flores, owner manager of Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living. Without trust, there can be no peace of mind. A mind that's filled with stress and anxiety keeps the body from healing. At Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, both residents and caregivers enjoy the trust of each other. Tender, loving care, putting residents first, treating residents the way we want our own parents treated. All these make for a trusting, relaxed, and homey atmosphere. Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living provides personal care and supervision, nutritious meals, medication management, activities, laundry, and housekeeping to frail older adults who do not belong in a nursing home. Come visit us and see for yourself how trust between residents and caregivers benefit the elderly. Harvest Guest Home, 647-8205. There's always family here.
WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. MLB.com will take over the game broadcast for three new teams next season, including the Milwaukee Brewers. The service aired games for the Diamondbacks, Padres, and Rockies this past summer. In addition to the Brewers, the Guardians and the Twins are added. Costs should be similar to what the Padres cost this season, $19.99 a month or $99.99 for the entire season package. The team is expected to realize less money from the new deal. The Packers are 5-point favorites to win Sunday's home game against the Cardinals. Both teams are coming off victories. The visiting Cardinals stunned the 49ers last weekend. With Jordan Love returning as starting quarterback, Green Bay has been a betting favorite 2 weeks in a row, with this being the third straight time if the line holds. And Woody Johnson sensed his struggling Jets needed a change, and so they did it now. The owner made the stunning decision Tuesday to fire coach Robert Saleh just 5 games into the fourth season after his team's 2-3 start following the loss to the Vikings in London. I'm Phil Mee with sports.
Pride County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Tri County Building Supply.
For the rest of the day, staying pleasant with abundant sunshine, a high of 72. Mostly clear tonight, a low of 42. Thursday, mostly sunny and warmer, a high of 75. And Friday, a slight chance of a light shower in the afternoon to early evening and a high of 80. Right now at WRCO, we're at 65 degrees, growing rapidly after a low of 36 this morning. Community calendar is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Avoca United Methodist Church drive-through pancake and sausage supper will be held from 4 until 6:30 today or until gone. Each meal includes 4 freshly made pancakes with butter and syrup, 2 sausage patties, 1 individual container of applesauce, and 1 snack-sized bag of fresh cheese curds. Cost is $8 per meal. The season finale of the Okooch Mountain Humane Society Animal House Food Stand is Thursday and Friday from 10 until 2 each day. Animal House is located in the Richland Center Community Center parking lot. Riverdale Volleyball Soup and Swine Supper, co-sponsored by 1891 Financial Life, will be held Thursday at 5 in the Res Commons. The cost is $10 for a sandwich and unlimited soup. There will also be a silent auction and 50-50 raffle. American Legion Post 383 of Lone Rock will have a brat stand at Oakwood Fruit Farm Friday through Sunday from 10 until 2. The Boscobel Farmers Market will be going on again this weekend from 8 until noon in Depot Park. Fall Cleanup Day in Eagle Township will be held Saturday from 8 until noon. Attendance will be on duty. No TVs, used oil, paint, microwaves, electronics, or chemicals will be accepted. Any questions, contact Supervisor Wes Hankey at 608-739-2988. Large item pickup in Richland Center will be held Saturday as well. You're able to place things on the curb by 6 a.m. on Saturday. Large items are not to be placed at the curb at any other time of the year unless a pickup tag has been purchased from the clerk treasurer's office. Town and Country Sanitation will be placing dumpsters at the Richland Center landfill for appliances. There will be no charge to dispose of regular appliances at the landfill. However, there will be a fee for disposal of microwaves, televisions, air conditioners, and computer equipment. St. John's Lutheran Church in Richland Center will host its Fall Frolic Craft Fair Saturday from 9 until 3. Hot turkey sandwiches and baked goods will also be available for purchase. Fall Foraging with Abby Lehman will be held Saturday from 9:30 until 11:45 at the Frank Lloyd Wright Visitor Center in Spring Green. Join field school kitchen gardener Abby Lehman and explore the Driftless, learning to identify wild edibles on Phoebe Point Trail. It is open to all skill and knowledge levels. Cost to be a part is $10. Sign up at taliesinpreservation.org/events. Children's author Amber Sawyer will discuss her book, Love to Race, about her horse Derek and his adventures in racing. The discussion will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the Brewer Public Library. Animal Blessings will be held Saturday at 4 on the front lawn of St. John's Lutheran Church in Richland Center. All pets are welcome. For the safety of all pets, please keep your pet on a leash or safe in its carrier. A collection for Okooch Mountain Humane Society will also be held. The Boscobel Mobile Pack, hosting their team and their Feed My Starving Children event, that's going on Saturday at Boscobel Bowl and Banquet. It will be a harvest dinner and auction. The auction preview starts at 5, the auction itself at 7. A dinner will also be available for a $10 donation at 6. The silent auction will close. The live auction then will begin. The Richland Hospital and Clinics will host a free movie at the Starlight 14 Saturday, the movie Inside Out 2. All are welcome to attend. Gates will open at 5:30. The show starts at dusk. And the Saban Livewire's 4-H reunion will be held Sunday. The potluck will begin at noon at Boaz Park. Tableware, coffee, water, and barbecue will be furnished. All families and friends of Saban Livewire's 4-H are invited to attend and bring memorabilia.
Hello, friends. Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your birdseed needs.
Before 12 o'clock at WRCO Studios, it is 66 degrees. Here's Kelsey Ballerini.
See this.
I've been in love with New York City a time or two. I had some Seattle coffee, some Chicago wind, some Kansas wheat fields I'd love to see again. But the fireflies play where the cattails grow, and them southern girls, they talk nice and slow with kisses sweeter than Tupelo, honey. A little bit crazy like New Orleans, Memphis blue and Daytona sunny, soft as cotton and some cut off jeans. Don't you know? Ain't nothing in the whole wide world like a southern girl.
RCO Studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant. Welcome to the community.
Sweet chocolate reward. Sweet chocolate reward.
This is not just the sound of someone picking up a sweet treat at Walgreens. This is the sound of someone picking up a sweet treat right after receiving all their vaccines in one trip. This is the sound of treating yourself because you protected yourself.
Stop by or schedule both your flu and COVID-19 vaccines today and grab yourself a sweet treat while you're at it. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
We all know what the 4-H pledge is. I pledge my head to clearer thinking, my heart to greater loyalty, my hands to larger service, and my health to better living. For my club, my community, my country, and my world. Big city folks might not get it, but Western Wisconsin does. I'm Rebecca Cook, and I grew up on a dairy farm that's been here for generations. I'm a proud 4-H alumni, and I'm running for Congress. Farms like my family's have been under siege for decades. Big Ag has driven so many of us out of business. And what's Congress done? Nothing. Derek Van Orden has gone Washington. He yells at workers, talks down to people, and acts like he's better than us. He's in Congress to serve himself, not Wisconsin. I'm running for Congress to serve you. I'll stand up to Democrats to fight for a secure border, support police, and stop the wasteful spending. I'm Rebecca Cook, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message because values of 4-H beat the values of Washington any day of the week. Paid for by Cook for Congress.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Attention auto mechanics! TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full service automotive repair facility with a fun, low stress, family owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Autoworks, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Save big during the fall filter sale at Napa, Richland Center, and Boscobel now through the 15th. Bring in your filter list for the best prices of the year on all Napa Gold filters. Stock up on motor oil, grease, and filters. Now is the time to check out the Milwaukee Tools and Heated Gear, tool, heated coats, and vests. Don't miss the savings now through the 15th at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Richland Center, and Boscobel.
Napa know-how.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
The Okooch Mountain Humane Society invites you to the last 2 days of this year's Animal House season. It has been a pleasure for the Animal House crew to serve its loyal customers, as well as many new ones, this past summer. But alas, it's time for the bright red Animal House food stand to be put away for the winter. Of course, we hope to be back next summer, but for now, Thursday and Friday of this week, from 10 until 2, will be the last time this year to enjoy an awesome Chicago dog, brat, or other tasty sandwich from our usual spot next to the Richland Center Community Center's parking lot. Hope to see you there. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership.
100.9 WRCO.
Well, I love a rainy night, I love a rainy night. I love to hear the thunder, watch the lightning when it lights up the sky. You know it makes me feel good. Well, I love a rainy night, such a beautiful sight. I love to feel the rain on my face, taste the rain on my lips, in the moonlight shadows. Showers wash all my cares away. I wake up to a sunny day, 'cause I love a rainy night.
I love a rainy night. I love to hear the thunder. Watch the lightning when it lights up the sky. You know it makes me feel good. Well, I love a rainy night. Such a beautiful sight. I love to feel the rain on my face. Taste the rain on my lips. In the moonlight shadows. Puts a song in this heart of mine. Puts a smile on my face every time. 'Cause I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Ooh, I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Shadows wash all my cares away. I wake up to a sunny day. 'Cause I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night. You see it in my eyes. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Well, it makes me high. Well, I love a rainy night. You know I do. Yeah, yeah, I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. You can see it in my eyes. I love a rainy night. It makes me high. Well, I love a rainy night. I love you too. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night.
That's an 8-track flashback there. Eddie Rabbit, I Love a Rainy Night. Maybe we can break a little bit of our dry spell here with a song like that. 6:12, here's Thomas Rhett featuring Morgan Wallen.
It was always hotter than the grease she used to fry that chicken. Smelled like Marlboro Reds and all the butter from her biscuits. And that Lincoln in the driveway circa 1982 was on the shiny side of rusty and on the pale side of blue. Cousin ain't complaining, weren't allowed at Mamaw's house. If every nightstand had a Bible, every front porch had a swing. If every backyard had a garden, every front door had a screen. Well, maybe this crazy world would straighten up and slow on down. If every town had a Mamaw's house. Every 30 seconds and say things like hellfire, tarnation, and I reckon it's where I spend my summers. She put me to work shelling peas and shucking corn until my fingers hurt. No telling who I'd have been without Mamaw's house. If every night stand had a Bible, every front porch, every backyard had a garden, every front door had a screen. Yeah, maybe this crazy world would straighten up and slow on down. If every town had a Mamaw's house. Yeah, and if they did when I punched the clock tonight, I know right where I'd be. I'd walk in and get a big old hug and a bigger glass of tea. If every nightstand had a Bible, every front porch had a swing. If every backyard had a garden, every front door had a screen. Yeah, maybe this crazy world straightened up and slow on down. If every town had a Mamaw's house. Yeah, maybe this crazy world would straighten up and slow on down. If every town had a Mamaw's house.
The news is coming up next. ABC kicks off our news at noon block. Joanne Krulatz is in to report following that. Phil Neobany, have a great rest of your day. Enjoy. 67 degrees. Here is Eli Youngband.